sides are the closest they've been to a deal since November, but Hamas says no progress has been made. Meanwhile, the UK government's under increasing pressure to publish legal advice on selling arms to Israel. Pressed a number of times, Work and Pension Secretary Mel Stride said this morning that's unlikely for now.
There's a long, long conviction under governments of all different colours that that advice is not made public. And I think that's right and proper. But that's not the same thing as saying that there isn't a very thorough process that has gone through, one of the most robust in the world.
NHS staff have been shown pornographic images, offered money for sex and assaulted at work, according to new research. A Unison study of more than 12,000 health workers reveals widespread incidents of sexual harassment, with one in 10 saying it's something they've experienced at work. Helga Pyle from the union says only half of cases get reported.
They felt they wouldn't be taken seriously, that they'd just be deemed to be oversensitive or they wouldn't be believed.
The government says organisations have a responsibility to protect staff and patients. Trains on some of England's busiest routes are at a standstill as drivers strike on eight operators. ASLEF has been holding walkouts on various networks as part of a campaign for better pay and conditions. Police in Bradford are looking for a suspect after a mother was stabbed to death while walking with her baby, who was in a pram. Detectives say the 25-year-old man from the Oldham area knew the victim. US authorities are investigating after another part of a Boeing plane fell off. An engine cover came off during takeoff in Denver, but the jet landed safely. And the prices in many nail salons are going up from today. A group representing nail technicians says many of its members have been earning below the minimum wage. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the top temperature today is 17 degrees, so feeling nice and warm, or warmer. Light rain showers and a gentle breeze, that'll be later on in the afternoon, probably about 6 o'clock, 80% chance of rain up until about 9 o'clock. There might be some sunshine coming through the clouds throughout the day, but it looks pretty cloudy at the moment.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now, do you want a bit of a funny story? I feel I have to share this with you, okay? I feel I have to share my funny story. Because it is just one of those things that you... Well, I never would have imagined, okay? So, I think this is one of the strangest things that's ever happened. So there I am on Friday. You know, if you weren't listening to the show last week, on Friday I was off because I went to the hospital. And I was going for a procedure. And the procedure was a colonoscopy. So you've got endoscopy, which goes down your throat, and the colonoscopy goes up the other end. And you know, if you've got to have anything like that done, I know you can get quite worried about it. I was saying last week, you know, it's fine. You're in safe hands, and it's always better to get checked out rather than not have these things done, and then down the line, you know, something else happens. With myself, you can get polyps. Very nice, isn't it? And they cut out quite a few, which is good because they're not cancerous, but they could turn funny. So that's what they do. Anyway, that was fine. I have to be checked because my family has a history of bowel cancer, and also because I had acromegaly. I'm in remission. You can check out what acromegaly is because it's quite rare. It can cause bowel cancer as well. But anyway, so there we go. So all checked out, and that's great, okay? And you can also do that test. I think the doctors are sending out the test now where you do a little sample and then you send it off and they can do that test as well. So anyway, so let's get back to the story. So that's where I was on Friday. Went up to London and hospital was really, really lovely. And the team in there were fantastic. The guy came in to put the line in my arm because I was having, they call it sedation, but you're conscious. It never really affects me. I always feel the same. Anyway, he came in, he went, "You smell nice," because he leaned over and I'd put fragrance in my hair. And he said, "We don't get many nice smells around here." And I went, "Thanks." So that just made me laugh and kind of broke the ice. Anyway, So I'm in the room, okay? I'm in the room, and they give me the sedative, which normally doesn't work. It's got a painkiller in it, I think, but it doesn't normally work for me. And I'm still conscious throughout the whole thing. I remember everything. And they've obviously, you know, got the tube going in. It was quite far in, I think, at this stage. And they were asking me, Michelle, you know, what do you do? Because there's a few of them. There's about five people in there. I was like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. And the girl's sort of doing, you know, the procedure and going through the bowel, you know. I'm watching it on the screen because there's nothing much else to do, really. And and then the guy said, what do you do? I said, well, I do radio. I said, I'm presenting a radio show. And I said, I'm also a singer. And he went, oh, he said, you know, and they're listening to Spotify. And I went, I'm on Spotify. And he said, what do you do? Oh, Michelle Ward, check me out on Spotify. I've got, like, my EP and some tracks up there that I released last year, the year before. And there I am, listening to my own songs, laying on a hospital bed, having a colonoscopy. And then I just started laughing. I went, you know, I've always, you know, you like people to listen to your music. And they were going, you're really good. I really like this. And I'm laying there, having a colonoscopy, listening to my own music on Spotify with the rest of the medical team. And it was just one of those, I just went, I don't think I'm ever going to forget this moment. That people have been introduced to my music in unusual circumstances. So yeah, it just, even thinking about it now, it's just makes me laugh. It was just one of those things. Rob said, I'm eating my brunch. I'm sorry about that. but yeah, it was one of those things. So that was my funny thing from Friday. But I did feel afterwards, I did feel quite tired, obviously, because you've got to have sedation. And then my friend came to pick me up from the hospital, and then I went home. So yeah, that was my so I wasn't off gallivanting, having a great time on Friday. But anyway, as I mentioned, I always mentioned about procedures, because there could be somebody out there that's got to have something done and you get nervous. And I'm one of the most nervous, hospital phobic people you can meet. And, you know, if you've got to go and have something done, you just got to, you know, get positive. Michelle, this is a very funny story, listening with people who have seen more of you than most. Well, you do wear a pair of special shorts, but they just haven't got the back in them. Yeah, it's not good. I thought we'd go back in time after that lovely story. Here is Mantronics, that's featuring Wondrous, really? This is Got to Have Your Love. An interesting intro to your music. Yeah, exactly. Dreams. That is a classic. Coming up next, brand new music. This is A Map of Autumn. One Blue, One Green. Independent music at its best. love that. Map of Autumn, one blue, one green. Just coming up to 11:16. Here's Eliza Doolittle. That rain, love. That is Eliza Doolittle with Let It Rain. I just had a very funny story that I can't mention on air, and I won't, because I'm asking people for their stories about something that is funny, but my friends just sent me one, but I can't. I can't say it. I won't say it because it's not for public consumption, but yeah, sorry to hear that, but it was funny as well. I wouldn't be ashamed, just one of those things that happens. Don't worry about it. I think my story is probably far worse, really. If you miss the story, I might put it up as a listen again. What's this? I'm the Dr. Doolittle of rabbits. Are you really? Yeah. I've got a friend. Okay, we'll call him friend. And he lives with rabbits, about 400 of them. I'm not kidding you. They're 400. There we go. Oh, I love your little messages that come through. They do make me laugh. Just coming up to 11:20, let's get some ads.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licence function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Phoenix FM.
Is there a song called Rabbits Don't Tell Me by Daniel? I didn't know that. Is that really a song? I'm finding lots of weird songs actually on TikTok. There's one about I Can't Move My Arms. It's a song from the 1960s, and there's some other ones. Terrible. I just told Francesca the end of the story from Colonoscopy Friday, which I won't mention on air, but she says she's laughing so much. Yeah, that was another thing that happened. Can't really tell you. You might be having your lunch or something, but you know, Chaz and Dave Rabbit. Oh yeah, maybe the guy that lives with the 400 rabbits. 400 rabbits in a field. Yeah, what's that? Doctor of Rabbits. Oh, you're talking about. Oh, so Francesca said Chaz and Dave Rabbit is a song. Rabbit. Yeah, and the friend with the hundreds of rabbits. Should be Rabbits Don't Tell Me. I don't understand. What is that, Rob? I'm reading that wrong, aren't I, Rob? I'm getting it all mixed up. I found another song from the 80s. I want to play it for you. I don't know why. I fancy it. Oh, yeah. Let's get some jazz funk on the show. We've got some more new music coming up as well, first place. Can't wait to see Amy Baker in the studio on Friday. She's a local singer-songwriter. She's got an album out. I've seen Amy performing live, singing along with her boyfriend. Tommy is an amazing guitarist as well. But she'll be in the studio out on Friday performing the song. And we've got an exclusive first play as well. So thanks to Amy. Project Blackbird coming up, Hurricane Highway, and also the Half Cubes.
Didn't understand life between the
song. That is Biba Doobie and Laffy with A Night to Remember. That's going out to Francesca's grandchildren. She doesn't look old enough to have grandchildren. I look old enough to have grandchildren. I am old enough to have grandchildren. I need to go and get some Botox. I tell you, my forehead's collapsing on itself. I've got worry lines. I've got the number 11 lines come back. And when I had Botox, they were there and then they went. And I had Botox about four times on my forehead. Really, you know, there's lots more things I could be having done. I might go and have it done again. It was, it's not cheap. I think it's about £150. But it lasts about 4 or 5 months. It seems to last longer on me, about 4 months, 5 months. But I think it's ongoing, actually, because I've only just started to see that line come back after about a year. There's other things, really. I'll just cut a fringe. It's much cheaper. That's much cheaper than having Botox. Do you know what I've always wanted to have done? I'd love to have my lips filled. You know, but not too much. But I know that it's really painful, and I just don't think I could bet, because it's not just one needle. They do about sort of 10 injections, don't they, into your gob. Into your mouth, lips, I mean, and I don't know if I could bear it. It'd be terrible if they did one side, you went, no, I don't want any more. You're going to have to leave it. I mean, there must be people just go, no, I can't do it, can't do it anymore. Sorry, you just have to leave it, I can't have the rest of it. Sienna, Scarlett and Daniel. Oh, don't children have lovely names now? Don't they have lovely names? Yeah. It's always nice to have a different. I always wanted to be called Storm. I was I'm called Mickey and M Ward by different people. But when I was growing up, I wanted something unusual because Michelle was a bit too popular, and I wanted to have. I want to be called Storm. My parents were like, "Oh gosh, here she goes again."
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look. It's Storm here. Storm Ward on Eat My Brunch. I'd speak like that as well. I'd have that accent. Now, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. A little bit busy around Wilson's Corner. That's coming down from the Ongar Road onto Wilson's Corner. You've got some roadworks as well, some temporary traffic signal on Priest Lane, both ways at St Andrew's Place, and also temporary traffic signals due to gas main work at the Avenue, both ways from Thorndon Country Park to Ingrave Road. Two-way temporary traffic signals. Around Brook Street roundabout, that has now cleared, so no problems there. Heading down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run. Coming back through the tunnel, a little bit busy at the moment. Heading up towards the M11 or the M25 in both directions, it's clear. If you're on the A12 heading up towards Chelmsford, no problems there. That's a nice clear run. Still got the roadworks ongoing, junction 13 to 16 in both directions, and there might be some nighttime closures and a contraflow used.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, this is going to be absolutely fantastic. The Big Cheese Comedy Night, Billericay Town FC, the New Lodge, Bluntswall Road, Billericay. Performances by Fiona Allen, Misha Hall, Louis McLean, and the evening's host is Josh James. Tickets are £15, 8 p.m. start, and you can find out more details on our website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
This is Mama Ra with Washout.
I should really get fit, take my vitamins, drink less, buy more houseplants. I should really grow up, get a proper job, off that shit, that not you. Cause the kid I was once is behind me, and the man I could have been gone. I should really try more, work my body and core, be a spiritual force. Screw up.
I think I messed up, and it's all beginning to scare. turn on, kids. This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Wolf. Eat my brunch.
That is the OJs with Backstabbers. Just coming up to 11:41 on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Phoenix FM.
This is the brand new one on the A-list from We Are All Fossils, and you can check out the live songs that Jacob did in the studio last week, which were amazing. This is it, We Are All Fossils with Hollow on the A-list at Phoenix FM.
Calling the lights, asking your name. Where have you gone? Why can't you stay? Falling through time, lost in a maze. Where have you gone? I
I was just doing some chair dancing, which meant that I was slowly swivelling from side to side on the office chair. I haven't had my second cup of coffee. What's going on? I normally have a second cup of coffee, you know that, by about 11:30. I haven't done it today. I need to get some energy. Yesterday, oh gosh, I was so tired on Sunday. I really was. I just sort of sat in silence for quite a while, just, and then I realised it was about 8:30 in the evening. I don't know what happened. I really don't. It must have been from maybe from Friday and having that sedation, conscious sedation. Let's call it. That's what it's called, not what I'll call it. I'll tell you one thing though. I've still got bruises on my arm. They did my blood pressure and they bruised my arm. I don't know. It's just one of those things. I always bruise. Whenever they do blood tests or anything, I always bruise. I always have that. So it's, you know, but I'm used to it. I don't look, though, when they take blood or they put needles in. Makes feel ill. Did you? Yeah, let me have a look at my necklace. Here we go. Let me just have a quick look. It's got here, Just Breathe. This is my inspirational necklace. Embrace the storm. Stay calm. You got this. That's the other one. It's on a little tiny pendant. I bought it because I liked it. I don't know if it's worth the money, actually, to be fair, because it's not gold or silver. The one thing I like about it is that it's got a magnetic clasp. So you can put it around your neck 3 times or have it long on a, the chain's quite long. But I can't because I have my nails are, I think they're called Biab, where they paint hardener over your nails. I can't actually undo the clasp. So I have to. This is what it's come to. I've also got in my car or in my bag now my bright yellow glasses for driving at night. Yeah, it's not good. Yeah, next thing will be elasticated jeans. In fact, I probably do have a pair of elasticated legging jeans. I nearly bought another pair the other day, and I was like, "Don't do it! Just don't do it! You're not meant to expand into your jeans." It's like today I've got jeans that zip up, and I know where I am because if I put these on and they get a bit tight, I have to go, "Okay, you can't go to the next size. You've got to cut down a little bit." But when you start wearing things that are elasticated, you go to try on your jeans, and they just don't. I've got some jeans that won't even go up my thighs. I've kept them because I always think I'll wear those again one day. It's never going to happen. Never going to happen. But you like to think it would. I mean, seriously, some of the clothes in my wardrobe have actually got dust on. There's a few leather jackets in there. They won't fit me anymore. They've got dust. I know what's like, what's that? They look a funny colour, and they've got dust. So I need to do that big wardrobe clear. I know the thing is, when you do a wardrobe clean out, you're meant to get everything out of your wardrobe and then get rid of stuff and put stuff back. But it will take, it's not like a day thing. This is like, it's a big project. Talking about the word project, just leading into my next song. Here is Project Blackbird. This is independent music at its best. And this is called Thank You for the Last Time.
Everything that I adore. In rich in alkaline.
Blackbird with Thank You for the Last Time. Coming up, we've got Beyonce. This is her version of the Beatles classic called Blackbird. First heard it on Bob's show last week. Bob Simpson with 1, 2, 3, and I just loved it.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to arise. You're only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see.
To see
all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird.
Singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Learn to fly, learn to fly.
All your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
That is a brand new one from Square Wave on the A-list called Too Far. Check out the interview from last week I did with the guys up online at Phoenix FM. Let's head over to the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.